Listening Library presents We Are the Beasts by Gigi Griffiths. Read for you by Imani Jade Powers with Graham Halstead. For the Feral Girls, Always Bite Back. 1765. Chapter 1. This lamb is going to be the death of me. I don't mean that figuratively. He's been hell-bent on dying ever since he was born, running headfirst into bramble bushes so deep that we both come out looking like we lost a knife fight, catapulting himself into deep pools with steep sides he can't climb out of, and now off the cliff, like he thinks he can fly. It's only luck that catches him on a small outcropping with a crooked tree, 15 feet down the cliff. And this time he's really ruined me, because have I mentioned that I hate heights? Not mentally, not on purpose, but hate in the way that I can't help, where my body goes all funny and turns to stone. Poor baby! Clara's voice is breathless, and her deep brown eyes are already brimming with tears, like the little softy she is. A tear collects in her black lashes, bounces off in a blink to trace a path down rich brown skin. Poor devil, more like, I mutter. Merde. I shake my shoulders, trying to stave off the rubbery feeling of looking over the cliff edge. And then, before the fear can paralyze me fully, I'm on my knees, backward, pale hands clenched around a tree root and over the edge. My heart is thunder, and my mind the static of a building storm. The thoughts come, unbidden. I see myself crash to the sharp rocks below, break my back, crack my head like an egg. My limbs twist outward like a spider's, dark shadows over gray stone. Dead before I turn 17. I clench the root and my first handhold, tense my whole body. Not today, Satan. I'm not going to freeze on this climb. I'm not going to lose this goddamn lamb. I'm certainly not going to die and leave Klaha and Meme with the whole burden of life on their own. They saved me once. What kind of repayment would that be? The lamb is screaming as I ease myself onto the next foothold, and I wish he'd stop. If there's anything that makes this worse, it's the sound of his fear scraping against my own. I ease to the next handhold, another, another, and then I'm there, the cursed lamb trying to clamber up my leg and almost throwing himself to his death. I grab him by the front leg and smush him between myself and the rough stone. Fool, I scowl at him, easing myself more steadily onto the outcropping, propping one foot against the crooked tree. Bleh, he answers, and that better be lamb language for thank you, goddess. I glance up. How am I going to get out of this? Climbing all the way back up looks pretty impossible. Below me, the cliff gets smoother, so descending isn't an option. Maybe I could somehow unlace my dress and throw it up to Klaha and she could hoist me? Klaha! I shout, realizing the simpler solution. Take off your dress and throw me the end! Josephine! Klaha's voice has an edge of incredulous laughter above me, and I glance up. She's lying on her stomach at the edge of the cliff, one hand around a root, the other holding a sturdy-looking branch down toward me. Oh! Trust Klaha to already have solved the problem while I was spinning out about whether one of us should get undressed. She raises an eyebrow. Did you seriously just suggest I take off my dress? I'm kind of in crisis. She shakes her head. All right, grab hold. Klaha has moved to brace her feet around the roots of the tree above and is reaching the branch as far toward me as she can. Still, there are a few feet I'll have to climb on my own before she can help, with a screaming, frantic lamb in my arms. Merde. I didn't think this through. I reach behind my back and loosen the ties on my dress. I guess I wasn't completely wrong to consider dresses as a solution to our problems. Then shove the squirming, muddy, screamy lamb down the front and tighten the ties as much as I can. Bleh! He screams, and it echoes in my ears even after he finishes. Sacré Dieu, if you move an inch, I will throw you down this cliff myself, I mutter, rubbing slow circles into his head to calm him. Bleh! He's quieter this time. Good. Here goes nothing. I white-knuckle into the nearest handholds and ease off the ledge. Up a few inches, a few more. Bleh! You shut it. Clara giggles, a release of energy more than mirth, but I focus on the wall, the fool lamb trembling against me. This is the most ridiculous rescue in all of history. I'm sure of it. And then my left handhold gives, and I feel my body tilting to the right. No, 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 goddammit! This is not how I'm going to go. Egg cracked, broken-backed on the rocks below, my brain flashes the images at me, and I growl, a guttural sound, a wild thing hell-bent on survival. I tense every muscle, pushing the fool lamb and myself back toward the cliff, and ending up with my face smashed against rock, my left hand scrabbling for another crack in the wall. Safe. Safe, I tell myself. My brain responds with a swooping feeling, the image of me and the fool lamb smashed on the rocks together. You can do this. Clara's voice is steady above me. You're almost to the branch. You're so close. I take a beat. Steady my heart, then go. Left foot, right, left hand, right. And then I'm halfway up the cliff, and the branch hovers just overhead. Good. Now grab the branch with one arm, and I'll pull you as far as I can. Then you'll need to grab the wall again while I sit up and get a better bracing position. Clara, so gentle and seemingly breakable in day-to-day life, is steady in a crisis. Calm and calculated, so many steps ahead of how we're going to pull this off. The thought calms me. I might make it out of this fool lamb's death trap yet. I wrap my left hand around the branch, feel it pull taut. On three, Clara says. One, two, three. I let go of the wall. Press my right hand against the lamb in the front of my bodice, hold tight to the branch with my left, and push upward with my toes. And Clara, stronger than she looks, hefts me up several feet. Grab the wall! Her voice is strained with effort, and I do as I'm told, finding new footholds, new handholds. All right, I'm on the wall. I let go of the branch, feel it pull away from my hand as Clara sits up above me, braces herself in a seated position instead of on her belly, and then lowers the branch to me again. This time, grab as tight as you can and hold on for dear life, she says. I'm going to pull you up as fast as I can, a burst of energy. I nod, even though she probably can't see me. My brain sends the worst image yet. Us failing, me pulling Clara down with me to our deaths. My breathing is staccato, my heart a drum. I grab the rough bark, clutch tight. Now, I shout. Bleh! The lamb screams. Now, she pulls. Now, my face scrapes across sharp cliff. Now, the lamb is slipping, and I press my arm against him. Ah! Clara shrieks, a cry of pure determination, the scream of a survivor. A savior. And then I'm at the cliff edge, my foot catching a stone, pushing me up and over the edge, rolling away from the drop-off, rolling towards safety. Clara falls backward as I release the branch, and we collapse into a pile mere feet from the edge of the cliff. Our more well-behaved sheep edge toward us, curious, as we both devolve into a cacophony of tears and giggles and hiccups.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?